Did you know it's completely legal for the banks to just print more money? In fact, there's no limit on it. The Bank of England can just print off 100 billion. There's no vote, there's no public discussion. They just print more money. But here's the thing. When they print more money, we know that means that our money, I mean, this is fake money. This isn't real money, but in a way, if I was holding real money, is that even real? Because if the government and the Bank of England can just print it at will and pull it out of the sky, is it even real? It's not backed by gold. It used to be. Money used to be backed by gold. In fact, historically, money was gold. If you go back far enough, it might have been cattle. Money's been all kinds of things. But it's something where there's a limited amount. There's a limited amount of gold. And then gold was put into coins and they used to break it up and say, okay, this is your gold. And then they had banknotes, paper money, but it was backed by gold. So money was an IOU. So if you had a £20 note, that was IOU. So you could go to the bank and you could say, here's my £20, please, this is my IOU. Please, you could have £20 worth of gold and they would give you the gold. But then during the war, what they did was they removed money off of the gold standard for a short while and printed money. And because it was a crisis, and because everybody was worried about whether they're gonna live or not, there was no vote. It just happened, bang, overnight. But then since then, the banks just printed more and more and more. And now we're working for something. If I say to you, I want you to do a 1 hour's work for me and I'll give you £20. We'll take it one step further. I'll give you 20 grand, 20,000 pounds, but I want you to just work for me. I want you to trade all of your time, all of your energy to help build my business and I'll give you 20,000 pounds a year. Would you do it? Well, maybe not for 20,000, but maybe for 50,000. Now the average salary in year 2000 was 20,000. That was an average salary. But here's the thing, the average house price in year 2000 was 80 grand. Now, salaries have gone up by 50%. Fine, so now salaries are around 30,000 pounds. But house prices haven't gone up by 50%, they've gone up by 236%. So what's happening is assets are going up. Everything's going up, house prices are going up, rents. On average, rents go up about 10% a year in England. Groceries, food shopping, flights. Flights have gone up by over 100% in the last 5 years. So everything's going up, 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 up. Why is that? Why are things getting so expensive? Things are getting so expensive because the great British pound is losing its buying power. Houses aren't necessarily going up in value, they're going up in price. But it's not because they're going up, it's because this is losing its buying power, this is going down. So what's happening is people are working for money, they're saving money when money is going down. This is what inflation is. Inflation is prices rising, but the reason that prices are rising is because the buying power is going down. So that's the first thing you need to understand about money. So not only is working hard for money probably not very smart, but what the institution and the system, the school system, begins right at school, what they teach you to do is they teach you, firstly, to not think critically, to follow orders, to be a good employee, and then you go to university and learn how to get a job, and then you get a job and you work hard for money and you save it and you put it where? You put it in the bank. Now let's look at how the banks make money from it. So what the banks do is the banks tell us to give all of our money to them and they're gonna look after and keep it safe. But what do they actually do? Well, they invest it. This is called fractional reserve banking. If you put 50,000 pounds into the bank, 45,000 at least of that 50 is now being invested, not loaned out. Now, when the banks loan money, if you go to the bank and say, can I please borrow 20,000 pounds? That 20 grand that they give you, it isn't real. It is literally fake. It is just digits on a screen. It's not, there's no transfer of wealth or transfer of metals or gold. They are just typing it in a screen. This is quantitative easing. Search this. I don't want you to just listen to what I say. I want you to, hopefully I'm just gonna open your mind and you can go and research and find out what's going on. Because you borrow money, 20 grand, but then if you can't pay back that money with interest, the interest is real. So you're borrowing something fake. It's just the banker just putting it on a screen, digits on a screen. But then if they're saying, now we want back our 20 grand with 5,000 pounds interest, please. That 5 grand is real. You have to sweat for that. They didn't sweat for the 20 grand they gave you. They just put it on a screen. But the 5 grand you have to give back, you have to sweat for it. And if you can't give back the 20 with the five, then, and you don't sweat for that five, then what will happen is they'll take away something very real, namely your house. So there's a misconception that the banks take money and loan it out. They don't need to take money to loan it out. What they do though, is they take money, real money, that you've sweated for and worked for, and they invest it. And they invest it in businesses, and they invest it aggressively into properties. And if you look at some of the biggest banks, they are aggressively buying residential and commercial property in the UK. So you have to follow the money. So when the banks like BlackRock are putting billions of pounds into UK residential property, and they're doing it with our money, you have to say, okay, now I can either just ignore the facts, what's happening, and listen to my university lecturers, and listen to the media, and I can just work hard, sweat for money, work for money, save it, and let them get rich off the back of it, and let them use my money to buy houses and then rent the houses back to us. Or I can get angry about it, or I can just do the same. I mean, how I became a multimillionaire was kind of similar to the banks. The only difference is I would borrow money from people and I would tell them that I'm using that money to put into property. And instead of giving them 1% on their money, I'd give them 10% or 20% or a profit share of the property. So I feel like the way I made money was the same as the banks, but more transparent. If I did what the banks do, I mean, I would be put in prison. I would literally be put in prison if I did what the banks do. And I think that's why I call it legalized criminalization. I mean, think about this. You put money into the bank and you think it's your money. Let me show you this. This is a video that, very, very rare that you can get a video like this, because normally when you try and film in a bank, they will remove you immediately from the bank. Apparently it's legal in the UK to film anywhere. You know, you see these people going to private offices and filming, but you try and film in a bank, you're gonna get screwed. In fact, this video got banned and taken down from many social media platforms. It's a very hard video to find, but let's watch it.
And their bank, right?
What are you doing, sir?
I'm filming you and I'm recording this conversation. I'm coming to the bank to withdraw £2,500. Are you gonna let me? I've got £11,500 in my account. Are you going to let me have the money or not? Hello, are you gonna let me have?
Just speak, they're speechless. Because the answer is no. I mean, he's being quite aggressive about it. And some people say, oh yeah, but he had a limit and he pre-authorized this and told them not, had he? Because I have this happen all the time. Let me tell you something. When I first became a millionaire, I didn't have £1 million in the bank. Because a millionaire means you've got a millionaire. If you take all your assets and minus all your liabilities, you're left with £1 million or more. Now you're a millionaire. When I first had £1 million in the bank, I remember looking at it and being like, wow. It was about £1.19 million. I'm like, wow, looking at it. And I remember thinking, like, I want to actually see it though. Because is this just digits on a screen? I wanted also, because I am a social media star, I wanted to do a video with the cash to show what £1 million looks like. Because, I mean, I'm working class. So I went to the bank and I remember asking them, can I take out £1.19 million, please? And they said, what for? And I said, well, to be honest, I want to look at it, take some pictures with it, and I want to put it back in the bank. And they said, why do you want to do that? And I'm thinking, well, it's my money, you know. Anyway, they brought me back into a back room and asked me a bunch of questions and treated me like I'm a criminal. I've worked hard for this money, I've made this money in property, and now they're treating me like I'm a criminal. And it turns out they didn't have the money. And they told me that. They said, oh, we don't have that much in cash. So I'm like, hang on, but if you don't have that much in cash, it's just digits. What is money? This is what got me first thinking about it. And the max they could give me was 5,000. I mean, even now, if I'm trying to move money around, I'm sure you've had the experience. Everybody knows if you try and move money from one account to another, I mean, I'm moving money at the moment to Dubai and it's getting flagged constantly. And they'll ring me up. What's that for? Can you prove it? So very normal.
Can they let me have the money or not? Huh?
I thought I can't remove that restriction that's on there.
You can't remove the restriction? You can't remove the restriction, okay. After your college,
Let's say he did put a restriction on it. Okay, how does he remove it? They're saying they can't remove it. It's very strange, but it's very normal.
After your colleague told me that I'm a liar, yeah? So your colleague told me I'm a liar yesterday. I've come in to withdraw £2,500, yeah? And you're not going to let me have my money today. Is that right?
But you can still use your card.
I'm not. To answer the question, please, yeah? I can still use my card. Are you going to let me withdraw £2,500 from my account today, yes or no, in the branch?
And what is the £2,500 for, Mr. Jackson?
To buy a motorbike for my son.
Right, okay. So have you got any evidence of the motorbike
you've... No, I haven't got any evidence of a motorbike at all. No, I haven't got it. So I don't know what one I'm getting yet.
Have you got any evidence to prove... It's almost like, you know, when you're a kid And your mum and dad put a bit of money aside for you and they say, oh, here's £20 and you can use that towards clothes. And then the kid says, can I have £10? He's like, well, what are you... It's not really the kid's money, is it? It's the parents' money, but they're just... That's how it feels. But no, this is his money. He's sweated for this money and worked for this money. And now he's put it in the bank because that's what he was programmed to do. That's where it's safe. And now they're saying... Well, before we give you the money, do you have evidence? Can we see?
Okay, so if you don't know what you're getting, how do you know how much you need?
Because I've got a budget of £2,500.
See, when you're trying to buy a motorbike or a car, for example, you might go, look, my budget's £2,500. That's what you said. My budget's £2,500. I want it in cash. And now I'm going to go car shopping. And you want it ready. Because if you see a good deal, bap, you want to be ready to buy it, want to be liquid. Your money in the bank is actually not liquid. We think it's liquid. Liquid just means it's totally accessible. If you tie it up and it's in property, for example, it's illiquid. But I think it's probably getting to the point where it's more liquid in property than it is in the bank. But why have it in the bank then? Because inflation, your money's shrinking. So if it's not even liquid, why have it there? Well, where else do we put it? Well, that's a very interesting question.
The motorbike. So that's why I want to withdraw £2,500 from my account today. Yeah.
So when you find the bike for your son, if you can show us some evidence of
that. So I need to show you evidence.
You can't film me without my permission, sir. I'm gonna hang up this immediately.
You're an absolute joke, this place.
That is a hard watch, but that is unfortunately becoming the reality of the banks and what happens when we follow the system and work hard and put money in the bank. It's not really our money. And have you seen the laws that they're currently trying to push through? They don't talk about this in the media. I mean, that video right there is very hard to find even on social media. Keir Starmer just the other day was in Barclays Bank talking about how wonderful it's going to be when we have the digital ID, when we have the brick card, because it's going to help illegal immigration. So why is he in the banks talking about the digital ID? That's because when we have the digital ID, even more control, because now it's a case of, oh, you were a naughty boy. You went on holiday more than twice in a year without permission. Therefore, now we freeze your bank. Bank accounts are getting frozen continually and closed down. Did you know that if you're a small business making a little bit of money, the bank can just close you down with no reason just because they don't like you and they don't have to give you a reason. If you bank with NatWest, NatWest keep a report of all your spending on carbon emissions. And if they think you're spending a bit too much on carbon emissions, they'll flag it and tell you, oh, you need to spend a bit less on. That is literally a thing right now. NatWest, go on the NatWest banking app and you'll see it. So Nigel Farage, whether you like him or not, Coutts closed his bank down, no reason. Why did Coutts close down Nigel Farage's bank? And then why could Nigel Farage not get a bank with many other Barclays and Lloyds? They were just like, no, no. They almost turned him into a nomad. A nomad is just, yeah. Because how can you live in a country where you can't buy or sell, where you can't spend any money? You can't. And the banks, a lot of them are owned by the same people, certainly controlled by the same people. They're all part of the same club. So if they just decide, we don't like you. I mean, Nigel Farage is obvious, isn't it? He's running for power. He wants to be prime minister. They don't like him. So we'll just force you out of the country. You make a tweet and they don't like it. You challenge. We are becoming communist China in the UK. We don't like you. You can't now have money. You can't now. It's very, very, very scary times. And I believe digital ID is one thing, but what's even more scary than that is CBDCs. CBDCs is central banking digital currency. So this is like, you know, you got blockchain, you got Bitcoin and Ethereum and all these different, that's CBDCs, but it's the government's version. So it's money that's on the blockchain. I mean, I don't think they like the fact that people use Bitcoin because the government have no control over Bitcoin. I mean, if you look at China, China banned Bitcoin and then unbanned it like 14 times. So they clearly have a problem. So my prediction on what's going to happen is they're going to print so much money that money becomes worthless. And I just got back from Zimbabwe. You know what this is? This is a Zimbabwean US dollar. Or a Zimbabwean US dollar, $1. This is a $5 coin, $1. $5, $50 Zimbabwean dollars right here. Now what happened was they printed so much money that this just became like toilet paper. Just then that to bring out a 500 Zimbabwean dollar. And then around about 2006, 7, 8, over those few years, suddenly they just whash, printed so much money. I mean, this is a 1,000 Zimbabwe, this is $1,000 Zimbabwean dollars, 10,000. And then they brought out, they started bringing out new notes, million. This is $1 million Zimbabwean dollars. In 1997, my family, my wife's parents, bought a house for 1.6 million Zimbabwean dollars. So this would have been the best part of the house. I mean, you could buy houses for a million. This was in Harare, Borodale, lovely area, Golden Triangle, big detached house, 1.6 million. So this, in 1997, would have bought you a nice house. But then what happened was they continued to print, which is 5 billion. 5 billion Zimbabwean dollars. You know, if you go to Zimbabwe now, you can't buy toilet paper for this. Why is that? Oh, but they just changed currency. I mean, this is 10 trillion. This is the most expensive one I can get my hands on. 10 trillion Zimbabwean dollars. Can't buy toilet paper now. Why is that? That's because they printed so much and it became so worthless that the people just said, we don't trust this anymore. It's just, it doesn't make sense to work for this anymore. And then it just scrapped. Now, if you go to Zimbabwe, they use the US dollar. But here's the thing, the US dollar, they're printing that as well, recklessly. And it's losing, look, this is a 2 pence. This is British now. Let's talk about the Great British Pound. 2 pence, we've got 5 pence. Do we even need these anymore? I remember when I was a kid, my mama used to give me 20 pence. Here's 20 pence. I'd be like, oh, thank you, mum. And then I'd go and buy sweets on my way to school, buy some chocolate. I mean, now, basically in the same way, even a pound coin. You might look at a pound coin and you might go, oh, but the, did you know that, like with money, English money, this used to be equivalent to a pound. So what they used to do is they'd say, look, it's gold. It's got a bit of gold in it. And it's a pound, therefore it's worth a pound in actual gold. That's how money used to be. But now this isn't made of gold. This is made of copper and brass. This is less valuable than a crushed Coke can. It's only worth anything because we say it is. It's the same with English money. Again, this is fake, but so is all fiat money. But 20 pounds, what's gonna happen is, as they continue to print money, they're gonna go, you know what? As soon as people lose faith in money, bang, it will crash to zero. And you might go, oh no, because I just wouldn't let it. Yeah, but money's only worth something because you say it is. What would happen now if you went to Tesco? Like when I used to go to Tesco with my 20 pence and buy chocolate, what would happen now if I went to Tesco with 20 pence? Well, not only would I not be able to afford anything with 20 pence because nothing would be 20 pence, let's say I took a pound. And let's say I found a chocolate bar that was a pound and I was in a little Tesco cafe and went, can I get some chocolate? Would they even accept that? Even if it was priced at a pound, would they accept that? And the answer is, no, they wouldn't. Why is that? Because most places don't accept physical cash anymore. Tesco cafes don't accept it anymore. Neither does Starbucks. If you go to Starbucks, they would treat a 20 pound actual note like this fake note. So is it a real 20 pound note real? If Starbucks won't accept it? ZZ won't accept it. Gale's Bakery, Pret, they won't accept it. They want, what do they want? Apple Pay, Tappy Tappy. So, to go from Apple Pay Tappy Tappy, it's already digitalized, isn't it? It's not really a big shift. If the government just say, now we've got CBDCs. Hey, it's just a slightly different currency. It's kind of the same thing. Cash is already pretty much extinct. It's pretty much, we are already almost like Zimbabwe. You go to Zimbabwe, so I've got $1 million. Zimbabwean dollars, and they go, no. Let's say you've got £100,000 in physical cash under your bed. Well, they could just say, oh, we're gonna change the design of the 20 pounds, and these ones are now no longer useful. Okay, so now your money is literally worthless. Same if you've got money in the bank. Got money in the bank. Yeah, you know what, we're gonna change now to CBDCs. Money worthless. Why is this happening? What the rich people are doing, because the people are getting very rich off of what I'm saying. This is going to cause the biggest divide between rich people and poor people the world has ever seen when this happens. Some people are going to get filthy rich. And let me explain something. Let's say you borrow money, real money. Is this real or is it fake? Because it was real, now it's fake. You borrow this from the bank, $10,000, 10,000 Zimbabwean dollars. You borrow that from the bank and then you use that to buy a house. Now, when this money becomes worthless and it drops and 10,000 is just like toilet paper, you only have to pay the bank back in toilet paper now. Because that's all you borrowed. What you borrowed, money, is now worthless. But the asset that you bought with that money goes up, 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 up. Real things go up. Fake things like fiat money goes down. So what wealthy people are doing and what the government are doing, who's in the most debt? The government. The government are in trillions of pounds worth of debt. Why aren't they worried? Because they know that it's fake money. It's fake money. I am in millions of pounds worth of debt. Yeah, but it's British pound. So it's fake money. The money that I owe is fake. My grandma borrowed £1,500 and she bought a house for £2,000. Yeah, probably in the 40s or 50s. She spent 10 years working really hard to pay off that mortgage. And just before she died, a few years ago, she said, I wish I hadn't bothered. I should have just let it ride out. I worked 10 years to pay off this £1,500 mortgage, but if I'd not worried about paying it off, it shrunk itself. Debt, money shrinks. So if money shrinks because of inflation, because they're printing so much. If money shrinks, then do we work hard and save money? Or do we use money and borrow money to buy things that grow? It's basic maths. I'm not even very good at maths, but this is what I've done. That's why now I have a lot of property. I own many hotels. And the great thing about property as well is, see, they can't take property from you. They can take this from you by shrinking it or by changing the currency. If you've got money in the bank, they can freeze it. They can just say, Great British Pound, we don't use it anymore. They can take it. But if you've got real assets like property, they can't take it. Or at least it's very difficult. It'd probably be easier to kill you than take your assets. So my advice, don't work for this. Build assets and let the assets pay you in this or whatever. I mean, I take money in, I'll take crypto. If you're my tenant, I've got tenants that pay me in Bitcoin. I've got tenants that pay me in gold. True story, they pay me in gold. Had someone, he gave me a gold coin. It was worth about £10,000. And he said, that's my rent for the year. I said, great, that's it. I mean, I've had some of my academy members that say, oh, I really want to join your academy, but my money's all a bit trapped. I had one guy gave me his car. So here you go. It was quicker to exchange the logbook than it was for him to mess around trying to get money out of his account, moving around. When you own real assets, when you have a business of real value, you can take whatever currency, doesn't matter. But when you save this, you're very vulnerable. My advice, do what the banks do. Do what the rich people do. Buy real assets with fiat money and borrow money and partner with people. Do you know what? There's so many people that have got a lot of this. A lot of this. And you might not. And you might think, oh, I don't have any money. It doesn't matter. You don't need money. What you need is you need assets. You need skills. You need the ability to partner, negotiate. Money's not real. People work so hard for something that's not real. It's just a game and everyone's playing along. Don't play along. Join a different game. Join the rich. And I don't know what you think of this video. People are going to argue with me in the comments. But the reality is, I might not be right on everything. But when it comes to money, I mean, if you've got, let's say you've got two people. One person's in really good shape. He's an athlete and he's got a six pack. And then the other person is really out of shape and really unfit and he's really fat. And they're both telling you, this is what you need to do to be healthy and fit and strong. Who are you going to listen to? Are you going to listen to the guy who's got a six pack or the guy who's really fat? And in the same way, I'm not saying I'm right on everything. I'm learning every day. I'm a student. But I am here showing people how to get rich. I myself am worth many, many millions. I've got houses all over the world. So you can argue with me or you can say, oh, I don't agree, or oh, I think this, or my mom said this. But the reality is, it doesn't really matter. Proof of the pudding is in the eating. So if you want to do what I've done, I'm very happy to help you. I'm running a free online training. I'll leave a link in the description. I can show you the ins and outs of how to really do this, how to play a different game. So hope to see you there. Click the link, join the online training. It's going to be absolutely incredible. And stay vigilant. I'll see you there.